السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam everywhere, once again, welcome to Lifestyle, a new video series to remind ourselves of the important concepts that we need to bring to our lives so that we can deserve the title of being Muslims, inshallah ta'ala. Today is one of the most important concepts that we need to remind ourselves with, and we need to strive to achieve it, inshallah ta'ala, because subhanAllah, part of our dua, part of our prayers, every single day, at least we recite it 17 times, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to as-sirat al-mustaqim, to the straight path, to the upright path that would lead us to Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. Today's manner or ethic or concept that we need to achieve, inshallah ta'ala, is istiqamah, as translated steadfastness or firmness upon the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that many people think that it is optional, as we mentioned earlier about being transparent, being honest, being truthful. All these are not actually optional manners that we may choose to adhere to. Rather, it is absolutely essential. It's absolutely obligatory. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Fastaqim كما أمرت ومن تاب معك." And be steadfast, فاستقم, be firm upon the truth, upon the straight path, you as you have been commanded. That's the thing. So it's not an option, it's a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remain steadfast and firm upon the straight path. Because the challenges of this dunya are plenty. You'll be deviated left and right, or there would be a lot of thrilling channels that will drag you away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you need to be strong. You need to be strong. That's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a beautiful narration that is very popular, he said, "Bada al-Islamu ghariban wa sayaudu ghariban kama bada." That Islam begins as something strange. People were looking at Islam as a way of life with this eye of, you know, what is this religion that restricts us to worship only one God instead of 300 plus gods, and that black and white are equal. So for them, Islam came as something really strange. And it will go back to that stage before end of time. Islam will be looked at as something strange. So the Prophet ﷺ said what? فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَاء. Give good news to those who are strangers. And when they asked the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, who are these strangers? He said, those who will stick to the truth, who will remain firm upon the truth, even if the entire world became corrupted. Istiqama. It is a command given to the Prophet ﷺ, and whosoever repented with him, whosoever returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. And you and I, my brothers and sisters, are no different. We have a lot of bad history that we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to erase completely. So istiqama is that concept that will get you back on track, inshallah ta'ala. Subhanallah al-Azim, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he told him, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, tell me something or teach me something that I will never ask anyone after you. Like, I wouldn't need to ask anybody after you once you advise me with something. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who had been given jawama al-kalim, very sweet and small words, yet absolutely profound and comprehensive, he said, قُلْ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say, my Lord is Allah, my Rabb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Acknowledge your Allah, acknowledge your Creator. Then, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Then remain firm upon that. Then remain steadfast upon what you just said. So we say La ilaha illallah. If I ask you who is your Lord, you will say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I said who is your Prophet, you will say the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, are you willing and ready to apply and to implement the knowledge given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? and the knowledge given by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the challenge. The challenge, as I always say, is not to simply pray five times a day. The challenge is to pray on time, because Allah said so in the Quran, "Inna salata kanat 'ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta," that salah was prescribed upon the believers. You, my brothers and sisters in Islam, you, my dear sisters and brothers in Islam, on a specific time. Not just prayers were prescribed, but the challenge is to pray on a specific time. Istiqama is something that we need to look at frequently. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Fatiha, the chapter that we are commanded to read in every salah, to a point or to an extent that if we missed it out, if we forgot to pray with Surah Al-Fatiha, our entire salah will become invalid. In it, 17 times at least, excluding the sunnah prayers, 17 times we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight path. Why is it that we have to pray to Allah constantly to guide us and to make us steadfast upon the truth, upon the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as-sirat al-mustaqim? Because my brothers and sisters in Islam, it is not just about saying la ilaha illallah. It is about remaining upon la ilaha illallah until the end of time. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On that day, nothing will avail you in the least except those who will come to Allah with a pure and sound heart. SubhanAllah, Azim Ibn al-Qayyim, he had beautiful advice about how to maintain istiqamah, how to remain consistent. This is the one thing that many people complain about. Brother Ramadan is now, mashallah, tabarakallah, we started developing these habits, reading Quran on a daily basis, praying Fajr. No alarm is needed now because we have to wake up for suhoor, Allahu Akbar. So we set our alarms, we eat suhoor, we go to the masjid, we pray tarawih. But after Ramadan is over, we lag behind. We go back to square one. We start remembering the bad habits and we start doing the bad habits again. Why we are not able to remain firm upon the straight path? So Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, he had five advice. He said that number one, you should, everything that you do, you should do it so with ikhlas, with absolute sincerity. Now those brothers and sisters who are watching, who did not watch my episode yesterday about ikhlas, about sincerity, please go back to this, you know, scroll down a bit, whether on Live Deen or on my page, Wael Ibrahim, or on YouTube channel, The Aware Academy, and try to watch the previous episodes, because this is part of our lifestyle. If Allah commanded the Prophet ﷺ to be firm and steadfast and develop istiqamah, then the command is for you and I as well, to remain firm, steadfast, and upon istiqamah all the time. So it is part of our way of life to strive and remain upright upon this path of Allah. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day was sitting with a companion and he drew a straight line in the dirt, in the sand. And he said, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. And this is my straight path, so follow it. Mustaqim, istiqama, qama, qiyamul layl. It all comes from the root of, the same word, which indicates continuous steadfastness. All the time, you have to strive to remain firm upon the path of Allah. So Imam Ibn al-Qayyim said, in order for you to remain istiqama, number one, you have to be sincere. Mukhlas, from inside, you are doing everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, everything should be done on the basis of ilm, knowledge, which is found in the Quran and the sunnah of the Prophet. Don't just listen to me and take my my words for granted. Go and back it up by the Quran and the sunnah, and of course the righteous scholars. Number three, you have to perform all your acts of ibadah in the same methodologies that were presented by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So do not invent any acts of worship from your own self, from your own desire, and introduce it and say, you know what, I will do something better. Wal-ayadu billah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he found any act of worship other than what he had already given to us, better he would be the first to practice. So you take your religion from the right source, and the best of all sources is the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do so the ibadat or your acts of worship in the best manner possible. Subhanallah al-Azim, there were scholars of the past who will dress up in the best way possible to present Islam, subhanallah al-Azim. And when they were asked, to study the deen, to just sit and study, they will dress up in the best way possible. Why? Because they are dealing with the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they have to put on the best clothing they have. So when you go to the masjid, don't just take your pajamas, my brothers and sisters, or put any thawb that has been hanging and collecting dust for days. Try to beautify yourself to the best of your ability. This will bring you closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah said in the Quran, to take your adornments and beautifications in the kulli masjid, or at the door of every masjid, means at every salah. Beautify yourself at every salah. Don't just, why is it when we have an interview for a job or when we are going to our work, we put the best dresses, the best clothes, the best thobes, the best this, the best that. But when it comes to Allah, meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we just wear whatever we have at home. The worst, you will not even meet your visitors when they come and visit you. Your wife will be like, hey, wear something nice, you know. My sister is coming, my mother-in-law coming. Wear something, you know, presentable. But when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't even bother. Subhanallah alim. So when you do your acts of ibadat in the best way possible, then bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, you will achieve istiqamah. And finally, restrict yourself. Restrict yourself to what is halal. Always ask yourself, is this action pleasing to Allah or is it haram? If it's haram, stay away. So when you stay from the haram and you restrict yourself to the halal, inshallah ta'ala, Allah will guide your heart upon istiqamah. Remember, it is only Allah who guides us upon the right path. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. You will never guide whom you love, but Allah guides whom He will. So it is Allah alone who will keep us upon the straight path. So keep on begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you. That's why we say اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ 17 times minimum every single day. Because it doesn't mean just guide me. It means keep me firm. ثَبِّتْنِي, you know, make me firm upon that straight path. Our ulama said, it is not by practicing Islam that will get you to Jannah. It is by remaining firm and dying upon the straight path that will get you to Jannah. Finally, my brothers and sisters in Islam, the beautiful ayah about istiqamah in the Quran, one of the most beautiful ayat in the Quran that maybe will encourage us all to strive towards this beautiful concept. And that is, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم. As of those who said our Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then remain firm upon that path. Istiqamah is one of the greatest pillars that will keep you, inshallah, will keep all the other pillars that you know of, salah, shahada, zakah, psalm, and so on, will keep them intact and more strong. Istiqamah is another pillar. Yani, I'm not inventing another hadith or anything. Don't mistake me for saying another pillar. I'm saying that this is one of the core concepts that will maintain all other pillars strong, inshallah ta'ala, istiqam. So that's why Allah said, those who said Allah is our Lord, then remain firm upon that. What will happen to them now at the most critical time in our lives? at the time of death, the angels will descend upon them, telling them, Allah takhafu, don't be scared. Who amongst us, my brothers and sisters in Islam, doesn't fear death? Allah will tell those people who remain firm upon the path of Allah, don't be scared. Allah will comfort your heart at the time of death. What else do you want? SubhanAllah, what else do you want? Don't be scared and don't be sad. Why sadness is mentioned? Because when we depart, we feel sorry for the people that we leave behind, our family members. So Allah will tell you, don't be sad. Don't be sad. We will take care of them. The same way we took care of you, we will take care of your loved ones and other things that maybe worries you and worries, you know, makes you anxious about your departure. We will take care. Allah takhaf wa la tahzanu wa abshiru, and receive the good news that you were promised. How many times we read about Jannah in the Quran, or we heard a lecture about Jannah in the Quran. Now here it is. Before you even die, my brothers and sisters, look at this. The angels will descend giving you all these good news before they even take your soul. Allahu Akbar. Wa abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun, and receive the good news of Jannah which you were promised. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Not only that, we will be your supporters in this dunya, at this very difficult time. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, and on the day of judgment, when you resurrect from the dead, we will be there to support you. Allahu Akbar. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. And when you get to Jannah, this thing that we all yearn for, may Allah make us among the people of Jannah. Say Ameen, inshallah. Say Ameen. May Allah make us among the people of the highest level of Jannah. Ameen Allah. When we get there, you will have whatever you wish for and whatever you ask for. Allahu Akbar. Nuzulam min ghafurin rahim. This has been prepared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most forgiving, the most merciful. Nuzulam min ghafurin rahim. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the people of istiqamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to live up to the expectation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. And that is to remain firm. To say Allah is our Lord, La ilaha illallah, but to live up to La ilaha illallah until you die. Not just to say it and do whatever else you want. No. Istiqamah means to say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah and to obey the commands given in the Quran and throughout the teaching of the Prophet ﷺ without negotiation. Without negotiation, and to keep yourself tight with the company that will always remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the right understanding, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those people who will remain firm until we meet Him with pure heart. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make a beautiful dua to assist him to remain firm upon the straight path, to remain firm upon istiqamah. Ya muthabbit al-qulub, oh, the one who strengthened the hearts and give the hearts firmness and give the hearts courage to face these challenges of the dunya. Thabbit qalbi ala deenik, strengthen my heart upon your religion. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khairan, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Please, if you have found these videos beneficial, don't let it die at your station. Just forward them to other people, inshallah, that they may also regain the benefits. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. We'll see you again tomorrow, inshallah, in another live broadcast on another concept which constitute our lifestyle as Muslims. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.